Flossenbürg. Steven Pinter, the U.S. chief investigator preparing the prosecution against former staff members of the Flossenbürg camp after the war, came to the conclusion that no homicidal gas chamber ever existed at that camp. Today, all historians agree with that conclusion. That didn't stop former inmates from making gas chamber claims, though, as it was fashionable for quote-unquote witnesses, during the first few decades after the war, to claim gas chambers for every camp. One such person was Arnold Friedman, who, in his 1972 book, Death Was Our Destiny, wrote that the SS tried to gas him at Flossenbürg, but that he managed to survive by breathing through the door's keyhole, as if homicidal gas chamber doors are locked with simple keys. See the entry on Arnold Friedman for an excerpt. For the longest time, even the Yad Vashem archives had a photograph of the Flossenbürg inmate shower room, mendaciously and maliciously mislabeled as follows, quote, Flossenbürg, Germany, gas chambers, which were called showers, unquote. It used to have archival signature 4029, album number FA25640, retrieved online in 2019, but it seems to have been removed since. Had this photo been taken from a different angle, showing the many windows in this real, once working shower room, see the illustrations in the print and online version of this entry, no skeptical mind would have ever believed it.